the brachas that we would say every morning that Chazal instituted is the bracha of Elokai Neshama. The bracha of Elokai Neshama is a little bit of a tricky bracha because, as the Rishonim point out, it doesn't seem to fit into the patterns that we're used to in terms of other brachas. If you think about it, just about all brachas that we recite open up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. However, one of the exceptions to the rule, some brachas that don't begin with the word Baruch Atah Hashem are what's called a bracha smucha lechavrta. If you have a bracha that's following a preceding bracha, say for example the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, so the first bracha opens up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, but then the subsequent brachas do not. When we think about other brachas that we have, brachas Kriya Shema, so they start, the first bracha begins with Baruch Atah Hashem, and the other brachas almost piggyback on the previous Baruch Atah Hashem of the last bracha. The problem is, Elokai Neshama doesn't seem to be following any other bracha. So if so, it should really have begun with the words Baruch Hashem, which of course it does not. So that posed the challenge that Rishonim deal with. Why exactly is that true? So Tosfos has an interesting comment. Does it suggest that maybe Elokai Neshama is not really a bracha? Elokai Neshama is more of a tefillah, more of a prayer than an actual bracha, and it's not governed by the regular rules of Ilkhus Brachas. There are other Rishonim who say no, that Elokai Neshama really is a bracha, and it is governed by the regular rules of brachos, and in fact it is a bracha smucha lechavrta. The only problem is, smucha to which chavrta, which bracha does it follow? So there are different possibilities. There are some who suggest, really tremendous chiddush, that the smucha to lechavrta of the bracha of hamapil that you said the night before, now that's quite a few hours of a break in between, but some Rishonim say that that's the smucha lechavrta. Another suggests that maybe if it's not literally smucha lechavrta, maybe we should create a smucha lechavrta. Maybe we should say Elokai Neshama in a manner in the morning that always makes it smucha lechavrta by saying it immediately after, for example, the bracha of Asher Yotzar. So since anyway you're going to say Asher Yotzar in the morning, maybe one should recite Elokai Neshama immediately after Asher Yotzar. So in some Sidurim it's actually printed that way. Those Sidurim that printed that way, they're following that approach in the postkim. And we should try as best as possible to make it smucha lechavrta. So you stick it, so to speak, almost artificially, right after Asher Yotzar. And other Sidurim don't have it that way. Other Sidurim have it printed just really almost in the middle of nowhere as a freestanding bracha. That's following the view either of Tosfos that it doesn't really have to be smucha lechavrta, or it's still smucha lechavrta from the night before. It's interesting that the Rishonim points out we have the same dilemma when it comes to Tfilas HaDerech. So HaDerech also doesn't begin with the word Baruch, and one would have expected that it should have. So the same basic answers that we have in the Rishonim concerning Elokai Neshama carry over to Tfilas HaDerech. So some say, Tosfos writes, that maybe Tfilas HaDerech isn't really a bracha, and therefore just starts with the Yiratzon. And others say, no, we have to make it Smuch L'Chavrta, so we have to create Smuch L'Chavrta. That's the source of many who have the Kosam. It's back to the Mamre Rutenberg, that before one says Tfilas HaDerech, one should try to almost force a bracha. So you make a special bracha, you eat something, you have some kind of a bracha, or if a person says they have to go into the bathroom, or other kind, maybe a shot, whatever the case may be, one almost creates a situation of smucha lechavrta. So again, getting back to Elokai Neshama, Elokai Neshama is definitely a bracha, but definitely something that we're required to recite, whether it's formally a bracha, whether it's formally a tefillah, how exactly it fits in the pattern of the brachas is subject to a debate, but the mice, everyone agrees that at the beginning of the day in this case, one is required to recite the bracha. Have a wonderful day.